USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest act of resistance is the op-ed published in the failing New York Times.
President Trump also saying a senior official in his administration who wrote the scathing op-ed piece might have committed treason. He brings it up during a rally in Billings, Montana last night, as we hear from correspondent Robin Walensky.
President Trump going on to tell the crowd in Montana, the deep state threatening our country.
Unelected deep state operatives who defy the voters to push their own secret agendas are truly a threat to democracy itself.
The president calling on the newspaper to out who this person is.
Twitter now permanently suspending InfoWars founder Alex Jones from that platform. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into camp that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Senate Democrat Cory Booker, who sits on the Judiciary panel, saying he knowingly violated Senate rules yesterday in releasing confidential documents involving the Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh. Booker saying during day three of the hearing,
I'm going to release the email about racial profiling, and I understand that the penalty comes with potential ousting from the Senate.
But Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas later said that all of the drama was for nothing because the documents regarding racial profiling were actually already cleared for release. Cornyn saying that Booker was just trying to make a name for himself because he's running for president. Jobs and unemployment numbers for August are due out this morning, and analysts are expecting to see that the economy added about 195,000 jobs last month. Experts forecasting the jobless rate fell by a tenth of a percent to 3.8, the lowest in 18 years. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Alex Jones in the news as he crashes a news conference on Capitol Hill where Florida Senator Republican Marco Rubio is speaking, and it's all caught on camera. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details.
TV cameras rolling outside a Capitol Hill social media hearing on Wednesday when Alex Jones crashed Marco Rubio's news conference. The InfoWars founder patting Rubio on the shoulder and calling him little frat boy. The senator's response?
I'm asking you not to touch me.
Sure, I just patted you nicely.
I know, but I don't want to be. I don't know you, man. I don't know who you are.
It's not just
you're not
going to
get arrested, man. You're not going to get arrested. I'll take care of it myself.
Oh, he'll beat me up.
I didn't say that.
Recently, Facebook, Google, and Apple have taken steps to remove Jones from their platforms. He claims he's being censored. I'm Chris Barnes.
A tense situation as personnel from the CDC, Centers for Disease Control, among emergency responders who board a quarantine plane after it lands at Kennedy Airport in New York. USA Radio's Wendy King with details.
When Emirates Flight 203 landed following a 14-hour flight from Dubai, it was sequestered on the tarmac. 520 people were on board, and initially the CDC put out a statement saying as many as 100 people were sick. A total of 10 crew members and passengers were taken to Jamaica Hospital in Queens. 9 others showed symptoms, but they refused medical treatment. The rest were allowed to disembark and go on to their final destinations.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.